Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
We are Connie and Belle. And tonight, we are going to talk about overcoming challenges in freelancing business. So if you feel lazy and motivated all the time, this is the session for that. Again, take two. We are Connie and Belle, and we are freelancing moms here to share with you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. So if you're new here and you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you are subscribed and click the bell to get notifications, because we go live every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Philippine time. So what do we do on Mondays, Isben?
Yes, every Monday we have the praise and worship session. We do that simultaneously on two platforms called Sessions Live and also here on YouTube. So that happens every Monday at 8 p.m. And then every Thursday at 8 p.m., so it's easier to remember, it's always 8 p.m., Mondays yes. And Thursdays. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we share tips about freelancing. We also interview guests who are already doing the freelance business. So if you're an aspiring freelancer or is already one, just tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes, we invite guests. So if you want us to interview someone, let us know. We will try to get in touch with them. But before we start, don't forget to buy my book at conniezabala.com/VABook. If you want a hard copy, let me know. If you want the ebook, it's available on AppSumo and on Kindle. And if you want the audiobook, it's coming soon! Yay! So again, okay, well, for the benefit of our viewers, we have to pray again. God doesn't mind us praying again.
Yes, of course.
Yes, let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their freelancing journey. We also lift up to you, Bell and I, as well as our families. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help us, especially our brothers and sisters, build a thriving freelance business while we grow and strengthen our faith and relationship with you as our Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Okay. I'm preventing myself from laughing while praying. Sorry. So anyway, a little spoiler alert, because for us to overcome our challenges in freelancing is to use these acronym called RENEW. So we will share that later as we discuss. And of course, if you watch until the end, you will be able to watch a video that I will share with you, which is very, very important to our topic for tonight. So make sure that you stay until the end, okay?
Okay. I love that. RENEW.
RENEW. Yes, RENEW. Anyway, tonight we provided you with two Bible verses, one from the Old Testament and another from the New Testament, just to show you that God is on both. He's existing on both Testament, of course, from the Old and the New story. Anyway, the first one, can't believe I have to pronounce this again. From Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you and will never fail you or forsake you. So do not fear or be dismayed. That's from the Old Testament. And the second one is from the New Testament. Of course, this one came from Jesus himself. From John chapter 16, verse 33, in the world you will have trouble, but take courage, I have conquered the world. All right. So we are on this part when we realize
that you have not clicked the live, go live button. It's a good thing that we didn't reach the end. You realize it early on.
And then we're sharing the links and then they cannot find us. Anyway, so please, Bell, share again your reflections about these verses and how it connects to our topic for tonight.
Yeah, it's actually the two Bible verses you mentioned. I could give the same reflection on it, like from the Old Testament. It just reminds me that whatever it is I am currently feeling right now, whatever situation I am in, I am assured that God already knows what's going on inside my head, how I feel, he already knows about my fears, my anxieties. He already knows that. So he knows exactly what you are going through. So that's the Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse for me. So from the New Testament, it just reminds me that challenges, trials, tribulations are always part of being alive here on earth. They say that we live in an imperfect world, so we should expect that there would always be down moments. But if we look back at those problems we had in the past, we were able to overcome a lot, right? So if we were able to overcome failures back then, having troubles in the present, in our present situation, should mean that God will still be able to help us again to overcome whatever it is that we're currently dealing with. So if he was able to do that in the past, he could do that again. So yes, it reminds me of the song, Do It Again, Jesus. One of our favorites.
Maybe we should include that in the lineup.
So before we continue about the Bible verses, I just want to remind everyone that watching or listening to us that we are not sharing Bible verses to say that this is all you need, especially during this topic. This is our way of reminding you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the Bible verses. And if you're familiar with The Chosen, the director named Dallas Jenkins always remind the viewers that it's a TV show and it's not a replacement for us to not read the Bible. So there. For me, the Old Testament from Deuteronomy, that is actually the story of Moses and the rest of the Israelites while they are having their journey to the Promised Land. So in this, I believe in this book, Moses is about to delegate or turn over the leadership to Joshua. So this verse, this is Moses telling Joshua that it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you and will never fail you or forsake you. So do not fear or be dismayed. If you will read the Bible, Joshua, of course, doesn't have any experience as a leader, but he watches Moses during his leadership. So all of us are first-timers one way or another, whatever journey we are in. So just remember that the Lord is always with us. If you will have to replace the word Joshua, then this one is directly for us, for you. Like for example, Connie, it is the Lord who goes before you. Something like that. So we usually do that. I think it was suggested in the Bible study that if you see the word Israel, you replace it with your own name so that the verse will be addressed to you directly. So there. And for the New Testament from John, I like the sentence or the statement that Jesus said because he did not sugarcoat it because he really said it directly that in the world you will have trouble. Right? But then and there is the comfort of but take courage, I have conquered the world. Well, obviously, if you know the story, Jesus, you know, died for us. So he already conquered the world. He already conquered the devil. He already conquered the sin. So if you can imagine what we are going through as freelancers, remember that Jesus have done everything for us. So I believe what we are going through is smaller than what he experienced during his time. There. Okay. Speaking in English is really hard. Anyway, before we continue, by the way, we forgot to share this one, but we shared this during our email newsletter. And if you are not receiving an email from us yet, make sure that you visit freelancingwithfaith.com and visit that page. There is a sign up page there and sign up for the VA masterclass. Aside from the mini course, you will get a weekly email from us. And this February, since it's already 24, so 4 days left, by the way, right? 4 days left. We have a Valentine's Day buddy special where this is the program we did last year during our first anniversary. We did a 5-day challenge. Aside from us sharing our knowledge and giving our challengers some homework or assignments during the 5-day challenge, we also invited some guests and recorded that interview. So these videos are really valuable. We gave this last year for free, but only for a period of 2 to 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Because we want those challengers to really do their part. So we told them that if they weren't able to catch up, we will take down the video and make the program paid. So now it's we opened it. It's under an introductory price? Can you remember how much is the program?
I can't remember. Sorry.
Since it's Valentine's Day, so the price is 1,430. So 1,430 pesos. And this is good for two already. That's why it's called Valentine. Valentine Body Special, because this is one program for two people, because we encourage you always, always, always to have a buddy, to have an accountability partner. So if you're interested about it, you want to get to know more about it, just visit this link. Open your browser and go to bit.ly/M77challenge and you will know more information about it. All right. So again, we'll go back to our main topic. But if you have questions, let us know, because we are talking about feeling down, feeling unmotivated and all that. All right. So how do we overcome these challenges that we experience in our freelancing business? So we told you that the solution is under the word renew. So let's start with R. The first one is recognize you're not okay. So can you share more about it as well?
Yes, recognize you're not okay. I am just reminded of a buzz phrase called toxic positivity. Because a lot of people, when you say that you're getting depressed, you're getting sad, you're getting anxious or something, any negative feeling, some people would just blurt out, you have to think positive. You have to be happy. Try to be happy. But I realized that is called toxic positivity, and it's not really that helpful because you're trying to just suppress that negative feeling as if it doesn't exist. So it's better that you recognize that whatever you're feeling, if you're feeling sad, acknowledge it, honor it, because it's a valid feeling, and God made rewired us that way, to feel different emotions. So that is part of being alive, being a person. And I'm also reminded, Sis Cons, of, I don't know if you've heard of Nightbird. No, I'm really so affected because that lady, that amazing woman. If you're not aware about her story, she auditioned in America's Got Talent last year. But she was already battling cancer at that time. And then she sang her original song, and it really moved Simon Cowell. And he gave her the golden buzzer. So after, unfortunately, after a few months, just recently, we heard news that she already passed away. So I began to stalk what was her last videos uploaded on her Facebook page. And the last post was actually aligned to this recognize you're not okay line, because she was saying there, she shared on her Facebook page, she's sick and all, right? She's sick, she's sad, she's angry. But she is reminding people that it's okay. It's okay to feel that feeling. And if people are saying to you, don't be like that, no, because... she says, you could be sad, you could be angry, you could be anxious, and yet still be grateful. So that hit me. But we could still be grateful of all the things God is giving us, but still acknowledging the fact that, hey, Lord, I'm really sad, I'm really angry. So that for me is my sharing. It's just recent that somebody has mentioned about that. So there, that's my sharing, Sis Cons.
Yes. I think Brother Edwin or Brother George on our FB group shared about her a few months ago, but I forgot to check her. And then I saw your post about Nightbird, and that's the only time that I watched the video. And yes, and it's not even obvious that she's sick when she was singing. And she has a nice voice, by the way. She has an angel voice. Yeah. So I was kind of crying in a way, in emotion, because her song is... What's the title of that song that she sang during the audition?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. That's the title.
Yeah, and she was battling cancer at the time.
Yeah.
So while she was, you know, how can she sing without even being too emotional?
Yeah.
But I can't, and I'm the audience.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
and just... I love how they mentioned that she was happy because she was with Jesus. I think she's also Christian, so that I think in a way also helped her during those difficult times, her faith.
Yes. And spoiler alert, it's all about Jesus. It's all about God. That's what we're going to talk about today. So for me, I just want to remind us that it's okay not to be okay, because nobody's perfect. All of us, even the most optimistic person, will feel down one time. Even our spiritual mentor, Brother Bo Sanchez, was depressed during the time that he lost his mom. So I think he was depressed for about 4 months after her death. So we didn't know that, because he keeps on preaching, right? He keeps on sharing talks, speaking. So we really don't know
what's happening.
Yes, if you're the person who is not okay, recognize that you are not okay. So that's the first step. And then the second step is, of course, the letter E on renew is express what and how you feel. So let me, I think I will go ahead. This is what I usually do when I feel any negative emotion. I have my journal, online journal, because I type faster. And when I write too much, it hurts my hand, so I rather type. And I need to cook and all. I need to get wet. I need to get my hands wet. So I have to type instead. Anyway, so that's what I do. Even if the journal is actually what I call gratitude journal, because I want to always see the blessing. So thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for this. And then if I don't feel well, I'll type all my thoughts there. So that's what I do. And then second is, of course, I share my situation there on here on Sisbel, and with my other friends, I'll chat them. I share with them my feelings, my thoughts. The important thing here is that we talk to people who matter to us or someone we look up to, because it makes us feel good. And please, please don't keep it inside. And well, if you feel better, by the way, if this works for you, like it's better for you to talk with a stranger. Like, for example, you go to a bar and you talk to the bartender. And if it will make you feel better, you can do that. Just be careful. Okay. How about you?
That's a funny tip. Just go to the or the taxi driver.
Yeah,
it's good that you have that safe, and I call that the safe circle. You have your own safe circle. Whatever you say to them, you share with them, it's already they should also already consider that as something confidential. So just on the downside, or just as a precautionary reminder also, be careful of those people that do not deserve to hear your story. if you want to learn more about that, I think it was Brené Brown who mentioned, she literally listed 6 types of people who don't deserve our story. So there's the toxic person, when you try to share with them, and then they'll try to up you, like, ah, mine is like this. This, that is nothing compared to what I'm going through. So something like that. So there are those people or those who will judge you. You shouldn't be experiencing that. If you are faithful, if you are a spiritual person, you should not be feeling that way. Something like that. So check that out, that link, that article from Brené Brown. It's really an eye-opener of those types of people.
And I think it's given that women are easier to confide, or they are easier to be lifted up, because men don't tend to share, so they keep everything inside. So for those men who are watching or listening right now to us, make sure that you have at least someone like your male friend. If you're a gamer, so perhaps you have someone you can talk to, something like that. I mean, keeping it inside, if you're stressed, if you're feeling this, all these negativities will not actually help.
Yes.
So you still have to, but if you have other alternatives, feel free to share them in the comment section. Andrew, if you're watching, what is your way of, what is the man's way of
expressing
what and how you feel? So what you feel, you have to recognize what you feel. If you feel lazy, if you feel depressed, if you feel nervous, worry, if you worry or something, you have to identify that, because you have to recognize that you are not okay and why, what is happening and how you feel about it. So there. So that is express what and how you feel. Third, for the N, nudge your feelings and start taking over. Go ahead, Isabel.
I was telling you about the Filipino trait a while back, right? I reminded of our favorite, that's one of our superpower, being resilient. So yes, we already acknowledge that we're feeling this way. We were discouraged over a thing, over a rejection. But we, as Filipinos, we're known for our resilience. So as you can
explain,
see,
resilience,
the ability to bounce back after a heartbreak, after a failure, after experiencing pain, rejection, and it's most evident during disasters, right? A lot of Filipinos who experience flooding, hurricanes, and then when the camera, the TV camera or the crew finds the survivors, they are all waving with big smiles on their faces. So that already shows how resilient Filipinos are, how resilient Filipinos are. So we could bring that same resilience during our outreach, when we're trying to connect with our prospective clients, when they turn us down. So what do? We honor, we acknowledge the pain, we acknowledge the rejection, but we should learn how to bounce back from that. Learn from that and then bounce back. Start again.
Yes. As I think it's one of the Filipino saying, and I quote, daanan mo lang, wag mong tirahan.
Yes.
So just feel the feeling but don't dwell on it. So have a deadline. So nudge is a kind of saying that you do it gently. You won't have to push it bluntly or push it hard right away. You just slowly or gradually transition your feelings and take over, take control of the feeling. We are humans. We are allowed to have feelings, right? So the important thing is we don't dwell on it. Like, for example, we got rejected, our proposals got rejected, or people are seeing, prospective clients are seeing our messages but just ignoring it, so we know that we were sin zoned. So it's okay to feel down, okay, but after you do that for how many times, you'll get used to it and you won't, it doesn't matter anymore. So just a little reminder that although we are under the animal kingdom, we are still the highest form of animal, right? We have brains where we have the ability to control some things. There are things that we cannot control, but there are also some things that we can control. So these feelings that we feel should have a deadline. That's why it's important to nudge it a little so you're moving gradually. So it's like sikuhin. How will you say it?
Elbow it.
So unlike the animals that they usually do something out of their instincts or what they feel at the time. Like for example, they were hurt. For example, the dog. You hurt the dog and he bites you. It's not because, you know, it's not because they think
thought
like
about it.
Yes. They were hurt. It's not their fault.
It's an instinct. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, but as human people, we can pause. We can reflect first, right? We can, that's why it's important that we recognize and we express our feelings. And then it's about time that we gradually nudge those feelings and start taking over, pouring some love to ourselves, comforting ourselves. Because I think there is a saying that 90% is how we react and 10% is what's happening around us. I think that's the right percent, I believe.
Yes. So in short, don't bite. We are better than the animals. Don't react that way. Don't be reactive.
Yes. Yes.
We can control how we react to our feelings, but let us not allow those feelings to control us. So yes, it should not be the other way around.
Yes. Then the next, we are down to our last two tips for tonight. Next one is E, under the renew, enlighten yourself by surrendering everything to God and pray. So can you share more about your thoughts?
Enlighten. This is the easier said than done tip. It's all about surrendering and trusting. I've always been very vocal about this, that it took me almost how old am I now? It took me so many years before I fully understood what trusting and surrendering really means, because years ago, I used to say, I trust you, Lord. I surrender everything to you. But when failures or challenges come my way, it's always been, what should I do? How do I fix this? God is always taken out of the picture. So I realized that it's not really trusting and surrendering after all. It's not what I'm doing after all these years. It's just me, myself, I can handle this. So it's how would I say that? It's a muscle that we should exercise every day as each challenge arrives. Like if you are encountering a financial problem today, you don't know how to pay the bill. So how would that translate into a behavior? Would you be feeling anxious, stressed? So it's a good exercise. How am I feeling right now? Again, going back to being aware of our feelings and acknowledging it. Oh Lord, the anxiety also is already building up. it's okay. It's okay. Until you reach that point na, okay, Lord, I am anxious. I am worried about the bill, but I trust in you. So that's the goal for us to have that. That would be, it's an ideal reaction to every challenge, having that kind of faith that everything will be okay. I trust and surrender everything to you, Lord. So that's it for me.
By the way, we have a video later that covers this number 4 and 5. So, watch out. So anyway, for me, realize that there are things we don't have control over. So those things that we don't have control over, let God do His thing. So, of course, God has the control over everything. So that's how you, yes, again, it sounds cliche, it sounds common and all that, but it's true.
Yes.
Sorry, I clicked something. Anyway, so that's what I can share with you. And there, watch out for the video later. What Belle is saying is somehow related to what you will be seeing later. So, last but not the least, the letter W of the renew is as simple as welcome possibilities. Right, welcome possibilities. So, welcome, believe in miracles, truly believe that God provides. When it's as simple as, Lord, we're praying that we hope it won't rain today, and then you bring an umbrella. If you believe that God will let the weather will take care of the weather, then you don't have to bring an umbrella. Something like that. Somehow that's you welcome God's work in simple things. Okay, yes. Anything to add?
Yeah, it's also another way to show how we trust God, and that we believe that everything, what's that verse again? everything will work for good. Is that the correct verse? That whatever happens, God always has the best intentions for us. So if ever there's a client who rejected us, it's instead of us looking interpreting it like, oh, I failed, I'm not good enough, why not think of it like, God has better plans for me. He is just leading me to another big thing. So it's also a form of trusting and surrender, that whatever happens, He always has the best intentions. We are His. I am always reminded of the quote, we are God's children, right? So God is the king. So we are prince and princesses. So it's hard to imagine that he would want us to be poor, to be always a failure. He doesn't work that way. So there.
Yes. And this video, by the way, I think it's time that I share this. Belle does. I'm not sure if Belle already watched it. I shared this video before to her. I messaged her, but I'm not sure if she was able to watch it. It's a shorter version of the original video, and I don't own any copyrights to it. I just shorten it to address our topic for tonight. It's about surrender and prayer, and let this guy, who, by the way, is Jonathan Rumi. I'm not sure if you watch it. So, Jonathan Rumi is, we know, the Jesus in the TV show called The Chosen. So, he was a guest in a Catholic event. I believe it's Abbey Fest, if I'm not mistaken. So, you will see the logo of the original creator of this video. I didn't edit it out, the logo and everything. I just shorten it to address our topic. It's about surrender. It's about his story of surrender. So this is only 7 minutes. So please do spare more time to watch this video if you haven't done so yet. I'm not sure if Belle was able to.
Yeah, I remember the video. Yeah, it was on my watch list.
Okay, so for our viewers, we encourage you to share what you've learned from Jonathan Rumi. So I will share the video now. We will just be in the background, okay?
I had a bad 8 years. For 8 years after I got to Los Angeles, I struggled, man. I struggled. I had a few different jobs, a couple of gigs on different television shows. You can look it up and be like, oh, I might have seen that, you know? And I made a little bit of money, but then I always had to have like a side job, some sort of side hustle to keep it going. And I never got to the point where I could just work consistently. And as an actor, that's the only thing that you ever want, is to just keep working, because it's what you love to do. You know, I did a number of jobs in the business, in the film industry, that I wasn't passionate about. And I had these gifts and these skills that God gave me that I just really wasn't using to the fullest. And then when I was trying for several years in Los Angeles and it just wasn't happening, you still got to pay your bills, right? Even when you're not working. And even when you're not working those side jobs. There was a point where I was juggling 3 different catering companies. I was driving rideshare, you know. I was teaching. I was doing all these different things, but it was all piecemeal. And I got to the point where I woke up one morning on a Saturday in May. This is 3 years ago, mind you. 3 years ago. And I was $100 overdrafted in my checking account. I had $20 in my pocket. I had a month's worth of bills ahead of me. I couldn't get arrested for those catering jobs. I had no money coming in. And I was spiritually broken. I was done. So I did the first thing that any practicing Catholic does. I got on my knees and prayed to the crucifix on my wall. And in tears, I just started praying out of desperation. I said, you know what, God, for years, I've been asking you to show me something else. If this is not what I should be doing, if I should not be an actor, show me something else, because this is really hard. Allow me to provide for myself in another way. And for years, I've gotten no other responses. There's nothing else that's come into my life and made me think, this is what I should be. This is what God wants me to do. Nothing. You know, you always hear that phrase, the Lord helps those who help themselves. Well, come to find out, that's not actually in the Bible. The Lord helps those who are helpless, in fact, and indeed. I said, Jesus, you said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I will give you rest. I said, fine, take some of mine, because I'm tired, man. I'm tired, and I got nothing to show for my life, which was a lie. But that's how I felt. So I said, Lord, from this point, you want me to go forward doing what I'm doing? You got to take the reins, man. You take the reins. Because I surrender. I surrender. And at that moment, I felt a weight lift off of me. Because I know, even though I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills for next month, I didn't know how. By the way, I had enough food for that day. When I was on my knees on that day in May, I had enough food for the day, and that was it. But once I surrendered, and I truly, truly meant it, guys, when I truly meant it, and I let it go, I was relieved. I said, oh, it's not up to me anymore. It was never up to me. And now I release it to God. And I say, you're going to provide for me in ways that I have no clue that can be accomplished. So I went about my business that morning and I came back to my apartment that day. And in the mailbox were four checks. Paid all my bills. Put food on my table. Give it up for God. And 3 months later, well, before that, a week later, I received another check. And these are like checks from like jobs I did years ago. Like there's something that actors get called residuals, meaning you work the job and then every couple of months you get a few bucks. And sometimes it's lit. I've gotten checks for 1 cent, believe it or not. The postage was more than the check. So a week after that happened, this miracle happened in my life. And I'm like, holy moly. God sent me another check just to make sure I was still listening. I was still committed to this surrender that was equal to the first four checks. And then 3 months later, Dallas Jenkins called me. He said, hey. And I had done a few films with him the previous 4 years before. He's like, hey, I think I'm doing a series. You want to put the sandals back on? Because I had played Jesus. I said, yeah, I'll put those sandals back on. When do we start? He's like, well, we only have four episodes, season one. So I'll take any episodes. I'll take an episode. I'd never worked more than an episode in television before. And so we did it. We started. And from that moment, I've never looked back. I've never second-guessed God since. In order to surrender, some of you are asking, like, well, how do I do that? Do I just say, I surrender, God? Just wait. No. In order to really surrender, you have to come to the end of yourself. What does that mean? It means you have to get to a point where you know that you can't move forward in your life unless you allow God to show you the way. And you cannot come to the end of yourself without humility. You have to embrace humility. You have to realize that we are nothing in this world compared to the grandeur and mercy and compassion of our God. All glory and praise and honor are due Him.
Okay. Wow. If you want to watch the full video, I included that in the description of this live session. By the way, we are still here. We are Connie and Belle, and it's not about the Abbey Fest. And that happened last year. I just took some part of it to share right now for our topic for tonight, because I love what he says there. It's Jonathan Rumi again, Jesus from the Chosen. And of course, he is one of the voiceover in Hallow Up, the Catholic meditation app. So can you share, Sister Belle, what is the things that you observe or learn from Jonathan's talk?
Yeah, it's the, I think it has a pattern, like from trying to figure out things, how to solve things on your own, you are brought to that point where it doesn't really involve much logic or you don't have to really use your brain to think of way. Sometimes when you reach that point when you already exhaust everything, all the possible solutions and that, and then nothing seems to be working, nothing seems to fix it, until you reach that point where okay, God, that's the end of the line, the one where what that Jonathan is saying, the end when you reach that point and you just have any solutions anymore, and you just say, okay, Lord, I trust everything to you. So that's the real meaning of trust. And not knowing, no, something uncertain, because it doesn't make sense. Imagine having to receive all those checks coming out of nowhere, left and right, receiving financial provisions or whatever it is that you're praying for out of the blue. That's the miracle behind it. Sometimes I call that God's humor because, Lord, why is it this easy? I'm not actively searching for clients anymore, but the blessings are pouring in. That for me is part of the trust and surrender process. It brings you to those kinds of blessings that you're not really desperate to have it, and it's just brought to you like in a silver platter. Here, take it. So that's I think the pattern behind the trust and surrender process.
Yes. And I'd like to take note of some things that I observed. If you observe Jonathan when he was praying, it's like it's not so serious. It's like he was just talking to his body. Like, man.
Yes.
Right? Take it. Okay, man. You have to do something about it. No, something like that.
Yeah.
I love how real it is that you don't have to talk to Jesus in a serious way, even if you
structured,
have to.
Yes. Structured prayer.
Yes. Just a simple conversation with a friend will do. And he also said that it was never up to me. It was never up to me. So surrendering means come to the end of yourself, that you cannot move anymore. You cannot move forward anymore unless God will show you the way. So that's how you surrender. So I'm really thankful to God that He reminded me of that video, because the first time I heard it, it was just wow, amazing. And after those speech, He led the youth. I think the audience was on their younger years, so He led them to the surrender prayer. So that surrender prayer is actually available on Halo app. So if you haven't checked the Halo app, you can go visit the link in the description. It's a Catholic meditation app. So in totality, in to conclude this episode, everything that every way or all the way that we can solve or overcome our challenges is through prayer, through surrendering everything to God. By the way, Andrew has a question prior to the live, by the way. I share before we end. I almost forgot. Andrew, are you there? So he was asking, what do you usually do when you get discouraged when you send proposals either on Upwork or through private message or cold email on a daily basis? So Sisbel, what can you say?
So actually when Cons shared with me this question, it got me thinking of it reminded me of a friend who is a sales rep. So every day part of her job is to take the trolley bag. She was a med rep back then. So every day she goes to different hospitals and do her pitch, the spiel and everything, and then only to be rejected on that same day. So I was asking her, how can you take that? How can you take that rejection? It's face to face, right? It's on your face rejection. It's so straightforward, unlike what we experience in freelancing. We're just sending emails, we're just sending messages, and then they return with a rejection note that we were not able to close that deal or something. So my friend just shared with me that after that countless rejections, you will just reach that point that whatever they say, whatever the result may be, it won't affect you anymore. So, and it's true, because I was able to prove that when I already started my freelance business. During my first month, if I remember it correctly, during my first month, I was really hard, being hard on myself. Am I stupid? Am I not good enough? Why am I failing? I used to be this way, that way during my corporate stint. Why is it very difficult for me to close clients this time? It's really starting to make me feel discouraged and all that. So it was emotional. I took that personally. So having been coached by my friend who is into sales, I just pressed on. I still submitted proposals on Upwork, on Online Jobs PH, also on LinkedIn. And I noticed that, yeah, it's true. You will reach that point when any rejection or any sinsong message will not affect you anymore. And same goes with presenting, like what Connie and I are currently doing. We show up each time, right? So every time we show up, we become more exposed, we become more vulnerable, we become harder on ourselves. Like during our first few episodes, when I say a boo-boo, a blooper, I was getting too hard on myself. Why? I was, sorry for the word, stupid to say that. What was I thinking? So I was so conscious about that. But after doing this for how many episodes now?
I think we are on our 70 plus episode. Let me check. The file is open. Yeah. So
yes. So this is also one proof that it won't matter anymore. Whatever reaction you'll get from other people, the most important thing is how to react towards that situation. If I make a boo-boo, so how do I react to that? If somebody posted a nonsense comment, how would I react to that? Will it get into my nerves? Will it affect my day? So you'll reach that point. And I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk who says that document, right? He always says that. And then that's your content. So better if I quote Brother Bo. Only two opinions should matter. God's opinion of you and your opinion about yourself. So whatever other people say about you, it's on them. It's not really your truth. It's not your whole being. You know yourself. Yes. God knows you as well. So there, I hope I made sense, but that's how I look at failures right now. I don't know the English word for manhid. I became manhid over the years.
Frozen.
So
numb.
Numb. Yes. It doesn't really affect me that much anymore. But yeah, it's a process. You'll get there.
Yes. By the way, we are on our 77th episode tonight.
Yay!
77. Congratulations to us.
Uy, and before I forget, I just saw an old video of you when we were. Because I checked our shorts, and then you have a video there last January when you said that as of that current date you only have 300 subscribers, and I realized, wow, so that's only last year, so we doubled already. So just a segue, just a side comment. It's okay. It's fun to look back. Whatever that is, we're documenting.
Yes. And to add to Belle's response to your question, Andrew, if you're still hurting, maybe you haven't connected or sent many proposals, as many as you can, because you still feel the feeling.
Sting.
Yes. So just continue sending. Welcome the rejection, you know. prepare yourself for unanswered email or scene zone messages. It's okay. So do that until you cannot feel those feelings anymore. like you can already relate to Linkin Park's song called I Become So Numb. I can't feel you there.
I haven't sorry, thought of that.
Yes, Linkin Park fan, sorry. What's isn't the Linkin Park?
That's
numb
a revelation,
song?
Huh?
Yes. The chorus part, that is exactly what he said. I become so numb, I can feel you there. So there, that's it for us. By the way, again, during this February, we opened the doors for the recordings of the 5-day challenge we did last May 2021. So this is still the 5-day challenge. All the recordings, all the worksheets, and the homework, you can avail that. You can buy for one and get a buddy to do it for you, to do it with you. So that only costs 1,430 pesos. So check the link on bit.ly/M77challenge. And again, my book, do not forget, the audiobook is coming soon. It was already approved by Authors Republic. So really excited about it after how many revisions of the audios finally. So to our viewers, so instead of asking you the biggest takeaway during our session, I want you to share your biggest takeaway during Jonathan Rumi's video because we have a lot to learn from him. So share with us what you think about that video. And if you want to watch the whole video from the Abby Fest, check the link in the description. I shared that because I don't have any copyrights to that video. I just shared it with you to address our topic for tonight. So any last message, Lisbeth?
Last message. When I think we haven't emphasized it enough, but when you feel unmotivated or feeling lazy, we also should go back to our big why. We haven't emphasized it enough. So what's your big why? So that should be enough to get you excited again, get you moving again. So if it's for a loved one, for a dream, for a goal, so that let that be your fuel. I'll just borrow Andrew's word, fuel. So that's it.
Yes, and I'll just reiterate that Bell said, if God already did something for you in the past, help you overcome a challenge, then remember that because he will do it again.
Yes.
So that's it for us. Let's have a closing prayer, Sister.
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience about the freelancing business. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So that's it for us. If you haven't done so yet, make sure that you are subscribed to our channel and click the bell to get notification. So see you on Monday, 8 p.m. We are live again for another praise and worship session. And we will be doing that simultaneously on Sessions Live. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel.
Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Belle's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.